USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the impeachment trial of President Trump continues, many Republicans are wondering when the House impeachment managers will get around to presenting the overwhelming evidence they have promised. The senators are wondering when they're going to hear some new information regarding the case against President Trump. As far as this idea that Democrats and Republicans would get to call witnesses, Republican Senator from Wyoming John Barrasso tells Fox News that all started.
Apparently it came from within the Democrat cloakroom. Possibly, I hear one of the senators from Delaware was the one who had mentioned that. That's Joe Biden's hometown.
Coronavirus may be in Texas. The case involves a Texas A&M student. Dr. Eric Wilkes with the Brazos County Health Department says the student is self-isolated after coming down with mild symptoms of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's been an uptick in jobless claims. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
The Labor Department says around 211,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, up about 6,000 from the week before, and that total had been revised up from 204,000 to 205. The largest increases in claims, California, Texas, Missouri, and Florida. Biggest decreases were seen in New York, Wisconsin, South Carolina, and Connecticut.
State Department officials say there's been no increase on ISIS activity in Syria and Iraq. Special Envoy Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS, James Jeffrey, says in Iraq, coalition forces remain focused on the protection of Iraqi forces.
We have not seen an uptick in violence in Iraq by Daesh in this period. They haven't taken advantage of it as far as we can see.
Jeffrey also says coalition forces are continuing to battle ISIS in northeast Syria. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he doesn't want to be part of a witness swap that would have him testify at the Senate impeachment trial in exchange for appearances by former and current Trump administration officials. Biden, speaking in Iowa, tells a crowd,
"The reason why I would not make the deal, the bottom line is, this is a constitutional issue, and we're not going to turn it into a farce, into some kind of political theater. They're trying to turn into political theater, but I want no part of being any part of that."
China has issued a travel ban for all residents of Wuhan, which is the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak that's killed 17 people. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
The ban comes as millions of people in mainland China are expected to travel long distances to celebrate the Lunar New Year. The city is shutting down all public transportation, including buses, subways, and ferries. Officials also canceled all flights and trains departing from the city in central Hubei province. Transportation officials didn't ban travel by private vehicles, but warned that citizens shouldn't leave the city unless there's special conditions. Health officials are attempting to contain the coronavirus outbreak, which likely began in the Wuhan seafood market, which has since closed. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. Quite the sad situation in Australia. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.